How was your first experience in this offense playing the game? You had a couple of big catches, obviously. You know, what did you think of the way you played?
I thought it was a decent start. There's a lot of things I have to work on in my game, you know, and I'm just trying to make the perfect play, you know, whether it's where I need to be and getting there or the right way. So I think there's a lot of room for me for growth in this offense for me, you know. So I think this is a great chance for me to get better, and I'm happy. I'm happy being here. I'm happy with the things that we're doing. So, I mean, happiness makes a big difference, you know. So, in the ultimate pursuit of happiness as well as the perfect plays.
How would you assess your blocking in the first game?
I was all right. Still, that's still something I'm always working on. Hands inside, better footwork. Had a couple good blocks. Had a couple things that I could have done better. For the most part, held my own.
What feedback did you hear from the coaches about what you did well out there and what you need to work on?
Me and Coach Pope, I tell Coach Pope there's never, I don't think that I'm ever going to be good enough, you know, playing this game. So every single day is always something, you know. He says I did well on something. I'm like, Coach, I should have did. He's like, well, you could have did that too. So it's a great relationship that we're developing and starting to grow. And I think he wants me to be the best player I could possibly be. And I'm trying to be great myself. So every little part of the game we're trying to work on.
Are there any parts of those games that you're focusing on, you know, after this preseason game, knowing, you know, hey, this is what I have to work on most?
Mainly just technique, you know. I was fortunate enough to play behind a technician for 4 years, so I've become one of my own. So just my technique with everything, whether it's the right step so the tackle knows what I'm doing every single time, and the way I run my routes, that way Eli knows my body language and what I'm going to do on every single play. So just trying to be technically sound with everything that I'm doing out there.
What's it like playing with Eli out there?
I've liked Eli ever since I've watched Eli play for a long time. So Eli's a great guy to play with, and you know, and the way he is in the huddle just makes you want to, you know, he's the type of guy that you want to give it all for. So I was fortunate enough to catch a pass from early in the game, and you know, hopefully we get 1,000 of those, you know. So it's been fun so far.
You mentioned learning behind the technician. Is there going to be part of you that maybe compares yourself this year to Jason Witten, looking to see what he's doing in Dallas, what kind of numbers he's putting up?
I mean, not really so competing with. My biggest competition is myself, you know, my inner me. So I'm not really competing with Witten, but there's a lot of things that God does well that I'm going to watch on tape, and we play a lot of the same opponents throughout the season. So I'm going to look at some things that he's done. I've been doing that for years now, so there's no reason for me to stop the learning curve. My learning from everybody. I do it with Gronkowski. I do it with Antonio Gates. I do it with Jimmy Graham. I do it with Owen Daniels. All the tight ends. I have everybody's tape, so I try to steal something from everybody.
When you're new to a team, is it nice to catch a touchdown that first game to show them what you can do?
It was nice to get in there. I haven't been in the end zone in a long time, so it felt pretty good. I was pretty excited, and it's been a tough past couple years for me, and to start it off my first year like that so far, it's been awesome.
What are you expecting out of the final three practices here? You think, you know, having game film and something to work on, kind of liven the spirits up and make a, you know, some good workout here?
I always have high spirits. I'm just a happy person, you know. So, I mean, when I don't smile, everybody asks me what's wrong with me. I was just like, I just haven't smiled yet, you know. So everybody thinks something wrong if I don't smile. So I'm just happy to get out here with the guys and get a couple more days in, go strong, and you know, try to get better. And, you know, we've been bonded a lot with the whole team out here, which is a big part of training camp. Sometimes when you're on a team for so long, you forget about the bonding experiences that you have at camp. So I've been fortunate enough to play cards with guys, have dinner with guys, you know, and go to movies with some guys, you know. There is a rule where you have to have one seat in between each guy. And, you know, and me and Beckham, you know, we shared a thing of popcorn, which is something I usually only do with my brother. So, you know, I try not to stick my hand in the popcorn at the same time he does. And, you know, it's just been fun, you know, whether it's watching the Olympic sports with everybody, and just trying to grow so everybody gets to know me as not only as a teammate, but as a friend, as a person. And I think that's been one of the best parts about this camp so far.
You said it's been a tough couple years for you. What was the hardest part?
I mean, I don't think that was, I mean, it's just, it is what it is, and it was what it was, and I'm just happy to be somewhere where I feel wanted and needed, and everybody's embraced me as a person and as a player.
Did you think you'd get to a place where that would happen again?
Yeah, I figured I'd find happiness somewhere.
What was the movie, Martell?
One I saw with Beckham was, what did I see with Beckham? I saw The Watch, which was really good. Vince Vaughn is, I consider myself the black Vince Vaughn, as well as the black Will Ferrell. So those two of my favorite comedians. So I love Vince Vaughn, so Vince Vaughn was hilarious in that movie. The Watch was good. Then yesterday I went and saw two movies. I had a great lunch and saw two movies yesterday on the day off. I saw, I'm a big movie buff. I saw The Campaign with Will Ferrell, and I saw The Bourne Legacy. So I enjoy movies, and I think New York's a great place for movies, so look forward to going to, like, movie premieres and stuff.
Looking forward to playing the Jets?
Yes, I'm looking forward to playing anybody. I don't know much about the Jets. Last year when we played them down there, I ain't playing that game, so I guess I don't know what they've been doing, so we'll watch them on the tape and see what we need to do.